went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We're in the midst of Second Date Update, a huge success, a huge thing that everybody wants to get in on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're constantly getting people that want us to help them out because we are the love connection.
That's how we roll. Mm-hmm. Move over, Chuck Woolery.
That's right.
Today we have Janelle on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us, who are you calling about?
Yeah.
So I am calling about this guy, Chad, and we went out. We met at the Taste of Madison.
Oh.
And yeah, he's a really cool guy, but I'm a little bit worried because I think I messed up our date.
Oh.
Yeah. On Friday, we went out to Fuegos, and I really liked him, but it's been years since I've been on a date, like 2 years.
Oh,
and
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then the waitress brought over tequila. Like, Chad actually ordered it, but tequila kind of gets me, and one shot kind of led to another, and it ended up that Chad actually had to drive me home. And I don't really remember much about what happened. I know he was like a perfect gentleman and he was very polite and I really like him. And I just think I messed it up.
Sure.
Oh.
So you guys met at Taste of Madison, which was amazing, by the way.
Yes.
So that's awesome that you guys met. Obviously, you like music, and then you went out for dinner and had way too many shots. It happens, girl. You're nervous.
Yeah, especially when you're nervous. You just think it's going to loosen you up.
Right.
You know?
But you went a little hardcore because you were like, do you even remember most of the date? Or you just remember, oh my God, I cannot even walk correctly. He drove me home.
Yeah, that was like the end of the date. And, but I really liked talking to him before that. And I'm just kind of a lightweight. Like, I guess I'm just not used to drinking tequila like that anymore. And once I had like four shots, I was like, I did too much, you know?
Girl, if I just put my lips on a thing of beer, like, I'm already drunk.
If you smell it, you're drunk.
It's not even.
Chris is a lightweight.
Girl.
I gotta tell you, girl.
It is true.
So you're not the only one.
I'm there with you. Okay, so, all right. So he brings you home. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you remember what happened after that? Or did you literally just black out?
Well, I kind of remembered. I know he just, like, put me in bed.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
really I know. It was sweet. Very embarrassing. And then I think he just, like, went and hung out in the living room. And I'm just, like, really embarrassed, especially that he was so nice and, like, you know, made sure I was okay and everything.
Sure.
So he stayed the night? Like, he was there the next morning?
Yeah. He, like, just when I woke up in the morning, he was like, I'm glad you're okay. And then he left. I'm just kind of like, okay.
That's nice. That is.
All right. So how long have you been trying to reach out to him?
Yeah.
I know that I'm kind of the one who messed it up. So I've just texted him a couple times.
And are you getting any responses?
It was just kind of casual. Like, just like, I'm glad you're okay. You know, he didn't really say anything about going out again.
Okay. So you want to go out with him again.
Uh-huh.
He sounds like a gentleman.
Yeah, he sounds like a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's, now that I feel like I know him better, you know, and I don't know, the first date's out of the way, I wouldn't be that nervous again.
Sure.
Right.
All right. Well, you just need to explain it. And, he can hopefully make a decision.
Yeah.
And based off of going out with you again, because you can't leave you hanging. At least tell her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song next. We'll take a shot of Cuervo. And then we'll
we'll all take a shot of Cuervo before we call him.
Whatever you want. And suck on a lime, too. And then we'll get a hold of Chad and see what's going on with him. It's happening next. Hopefully a second date with Janelle and Chad next with Chris in the Morning Rush. 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We have our girl Janelle on the phone.
Yes.
Woo! She met Mr. Chad at Taste of Madison.
She sure did.
I mean, we knew
a lot of people were going to meet people at the Taste.
Oh, my gosh,
So they were over at the Resistance stage. So they decided to go out. They went out to Fuegos. Mm-hmm. And she had a little too many tequila shots. Whoops.
She hasn't been on a date in years.
She was nervous.
You got to chillax a little.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
But she had a few too many.
Yeah.
He had to take her home.
Mm.
Yeah, he stayed with her the whole night, just watching out for her, which is so sweet.
Oh yeah, she's like, slurring her words and slobbering all over herself. And,
yes.
And you have been trying to get back in touch with him, but he kind of is not being that really reciprocal, you know,
right.
back to you.
Yeah.
So we're going to call him. Are you ready?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. All right, girl. Good luck.
All right, good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chad?
Yeah, this is Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
You just won Margarita Mondays for the rest of your life.
What is this?
Shake them if you got them.
That's right.
So, Chad, this is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista the Morning Rush on 93 Run Jams.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Woo. Yeah. Listen, someone has a bit of a salty sweet taste for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually met her while you were getting your groove on at the Taste of Madison, which, of course, we love.
Yes.
That was a good time. Do you remember a young lady by the name of Janelle?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So yeah. She remembers you. Yeah. So
it's crazy that she remembers you, but
it
she
is
does.
Crazy that she does, actually. So why aren't you getting back to her?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come
you
on.
Went out to dinner. You had a whole bunch of shots.
That's right.
You put her to bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were too many shots. I was really excited for the day. It started out really good. But then she... One about drinking a little too much to a point where, to a degree that I got very concerned.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
It was beyond just like the normal, debauchery. It was to a point where I thought I was going to assume I might even have to call 911 or to get her help. It was like, it felt very, dangerous.
Yeah.
The amount of alcohol that was drank that night, I thought maybe there had been alcohol poisoning, but...
Sure.
I mean, besides that, I mean, I did get her home safely, luckily.
Yeah.
But it was an alarming rate that I thought that I had to stick around for the night to make sure she was okay.
So
I guess I just didn't follow up because I didn't know what... That seemed like a red flag, I guess.
Sure.
First date to get that intoxicated.
Let's tell you this.
Chad,
Janelle has been on the phone the entire time. So
yeah,
Janelle, say hi to Chad. Chad, say hi to Janelle.
Yeah.
So listen, Chad, in her defense, she has not been out on a date in like years. So she was super nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And, most likely, Janelle, I don't know if you're a lightweight or not, but when you're not used to drinking shots, like you said, and especially being nervous, it just overcame her and took her body to a place she did not want to go.
It's true.
And that was home.
Yeah.
She wants to stay with you.
That's right. She was just nervous. I mean, a first date is always nerve-wracking, but then if you haven't been out in a couple years, I mean, in a while. So that's all. I think she just kind of lost track.
Okay, it was still quite the amount of alcohol even for being nervous, but all right.
Well, do you find this now to be a complete turnoff?
Yeah.
Because it can happen.
It can.
Some guys aren't into,
Right.
Be like, oof.
Well, I mean, I'm not shy of drinking. I don't know if it's a it seemed like a turnoff at the time. I just was a little more concerned, I don't know if I, meeting somebody, if there's an issue that has to be addressed.
Oh, sure. I see.
Not really ready for that.
That's a good point.
Right. So, Janelle, you don't have, this isn't about an issue of you having a drinking problem. This is just you literally just probably not drinking for a long time.
Right.
I never drink that much, and that's like why I got drunk way faster than I thought I would, just because, it's been also years since I've had tequila like that, shots.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, tequila.
And,
Hangovers.
I normally just do like one margarita. That's the kind of girl I am.
Okay.
So I am just so embarrassed. And I'm sorry that our date went that way because I really like getting to know you. And,
So how about this? Chad, would you be interested in going out with Janelle, not on a Taco Tuesday, but how about a Fish Fry Friday? We just stay way away from that tequila.
Let's get away from Taco Tuesday. I agree.
That's right.
What do you think about that? Fish Fry Friday.
Yay! And we will send you out as well on your Fish Fry Friday.
We surely will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Madison loves a fish fry.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That they do.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.